We're recording. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, today we're going to do lesson 4, which is the adjectives and nouns, describing something. We will learn how to describe something. You know, language is to communicate something, right? So part of the communication is to describe, right? So, okay, I want in Arabic to describe, what's your name?
Hisham.
We want to describe Hisham as a nice boy. How do you say it in Arabic? First of all, in English, how do you say it in English? You say Hisham
is nice.
Hisham
is mean.
Is nice.
Awesome, bro.
The mean one who calls his brother mean. So don't be like that.
Yeah.
Okay? So you say, Hisham is?
Nice.
Hisham is nice. Okay. Since Hisham is nice, look, in Arabic, we say, how do you say it in Arabic?
Hisham, who nice.
Hisham? Okay. Remember, in Arabic, we don't need is. The verb to be is not needed in Arabic. So is, are, okay, where, was, in Arabic, is not needed. These are not
what
needed.
Is nice in?
So, see, think about it. What is nice in Arabic? So we say Hisham. Hisham?
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hisham? Okay. Let's pick a word from the list. Okay? Let's say
Hisham is a man.
Say Hisham Amin. Let's say Hisham Amin. Hisham is honest.
Hisham is a woman.
Yeah, I'm honest.
Okay, pick a word from the list. Hisham is honest.
Yeah.
Hisham is honest in Arabic. Hisham is honest in Arabic. What do you say?
Hisham Amin.
Hisham Amin. MashaAllah. Hisham Amin.
Oh yeah, you're a beautiful house.
Okay, what? Hold on. What if we want to describe any boy to be Amin? How do we say that? So we say honest boy. If I want to say honest boy.
Honest boy.
What is boy in Arabic?
Walad.
MashaAllah, takbir. So you say walad? Walad? Do you say Amin walad or walad Amin?
Walad
Amin. In English, we say Amin walad. Honest boy. We say what? We say honest boy in English. But in Arabic, we say what?
Boy honest.
Boy honest. That's right. So which one of them? A or B?
Walad Amin.
Walad Amin. Takbir. MashaAllah. That's right. That's wrong. Okay. Now, let's learn how to describe a female. Okay? How to describe a female. If I want to say pretty girl, if I want to say honest girl,
then you would say
girl.
Girl.
Nabil.
Honest girl. Or before do that, what's your name?
Maryam.
If we want to say Maryam is honest. Maryam is honest. Okay, how do we say this in Arabic? We say Maryam,
Amina.
Amina. All three.
Whoa.
Wow.
She's here. She magically appeared.
We're stupid?
What? Yeah. Did she call us stupid?
It's a gift.
Did she?
At least
Hisham?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Farhan.
Farhan.
At least I have A's and A-pluses in my other school.
And your name?
Yeah. Nabil.
Nabil? Okay. Maryam, your name is not here, so can you add your name, please?
An A-.
Yeah, my school too.
I have A's, A pluses, and A plus pluses.
You can get 101%.
I got 103% in my LA class.
Okay. So now, Maryam is honest. So how do we say that? We say we know Amin is the description of honest, is the translation of honest. Amin. So do we say Maryam Amin?
Maryam Amina.
Maryam Amina, takbir, mashallah.
Oh my God.
So how do we flip Maryam Amina? Maryam Amina. Maryam Amina. Okay. So how about if it's the other way around?
Honest is Maryam?
No, we say Bint Amina. Oh. Or I'm sorry, we say honest girl.
Bint Amina.
Honest girl. Aha, you got me there.
Yeah, you honest. Can I just say Bint Amina? What does that mean?
Nabil, you're beautiful.
Bent?
Yeah, you can
play
it
off.
Bint Amina.
Amina.
Yeah,
oh, you guys talk too much, and then can you scoot over all the way to the end?
No.
Thank you.
We are divided.
It's okay.
We should be indivisible since we're living in America.
Indivisible. If you guys are talking, then you will be divided.
It should be justice.
But if you guys, yeah. How about justice for the teacher so that you don't talk in class? Isn't that justice for the teacher? Okay. Now, let's describe. Hello. Let's describe the double. Now we describe the singular. So that's good for the what? Single. This is for single.
Single.
Okay. How about the double?
Double. Oh, yeah. Single square.
So, how about double? Okay, if we want to describe double,
Google square?
No, no, no. You guys are talking too much. Pay attention and take notes. Where are your notes? Where's the binder that you take notes at?
I take notes in a notebook.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
Sarah, no, take attendance.
I'm here, your
I'm
favorite
here.
Student.
Where?
Here.
No, I want it to be marked
here.
Here.
Why?
Because I want it to be marked on this sheet.
My hands are broke.
Where is that?
Where's what?
Where's the sheet that has the...
I don't know.
This is why pens are better than pencils.
It's so tragic.
Where is the sheet? The Arabic sheet.
Thank you.
Where's the Arabic attendance sheet?
Oh, okay.
My homework is at home.
Zero.
I'm looking,
oh, what? Not my homework.
I'm looking for the Arabic attendance.
Wait,
I'm looking
wait,
for the
Arabic
attendance
wait.
Sheet. The Arabic attendance sheet. Look for it.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. So now we're going to do the double. We're going to do the what? Double.
And are they supposed to finish this?
Collect the homework, yes.
I was like, oh my God.
Collect the homework, too.
Okay. Yay.
No, do not grade the homework. Just collect it.
I get an 11 out of 11, right?
I get like,
I don't care.
I get infinite stars.
Okay.
Look
no.
at the straightness of the lines.
Wow. Look at my beauty handwriting.
Look at the 3D
oh, yeah,
writing.
What if we want... What if we want to describe a double? So we want to say two honest boys. Two honest boys. Two honest boys. What if we want to say two honest boys? Then what do we say? We say, what is two boys? We said walad. And then what do we do for the walad to make it double? To make the walad double,
walad.
We add
walad.
An aleph.
An aleph, and followed by? Aleph? No, noon. Aleph, noon. Good job.
Yeah.
So we say waladan.
Yeah, got it.
Well, then... And then... Okay.
Oh, that's not...
And then, waladan, and then honest. Honest. We said the word honest is amin. The word honest is what? Amin. So, what do we do in the amin?
Did it just get harder?
What do we do in the word amin to make it for double?
Maryam.
Aminan, that's right. Aminan. See, you see? So you say Aminan. 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 So Aminan. Aminan. Waladan Aminan.
Can I borrow
the pen for a sec? Okay, so Waladan Aminan. What if we want to say two honest girls? Two?
Bindan.
Honest.
Oh, I know.
Girls. That's right. Takbir, mashallah. Mashallah. So we add the ta' al-ta'nith. So we say bintan. So we say bint and then an. Bint. And then an. And then Aminatan. So you notice between Aminan and Aminatan?
Yeah. That's the...
There is that at the Anith. Aminatan.
Two hard boys.
Two big boys.
Aminatan.
Two fat boys.
Okay. Now, how about if we want to do the more, the plural, the more than three and more.
Three plus.
Multiple plurals. This is double.
Wow.
And this is
three plus.
Three or more.
You have to be three or more to know this.
No. Three or more.
I can't learn it.
Three or more? When you do the three or more, let's say, for example, honest boys. Honest boys.
Boys. Honest dudes.
Honest boys. Honest boys. Okay? Honest boys. How do you say that? What is boys? Remember that. Okay, you're doing it as if it is regular. Unfortunately, it's mashallah, mashallah, takbir. It is irregular. So what he said, he treated it as regular, and he say, waladun. But if it's regular, then what you said is right. But unfortunately, it's not regular. It's irregular. So what he said is correct, which is what? Wildan. Wildan or awlad. It's either or. Oh. So let's say awlad.
Oh, see.
Say awlad. Awlad. And then... Amin becomes umene. Umene.
Umene.
I will add umene.
Umene.
Umene. Umene. Umene. أولاد أمناء أولاد أمناء So أمين أمناء أمين أمناء أمين أمناء Okay How about Honest Girls Mariam
Oh my god
Honest Girls So let's start with girls There's Bent is one girl. Now, fortunately, when you get plural for Bent, because it's a female, it is regular. It is a regular form. So it's not irregular. So how do we convert in the regular form? How do we convert Bent into plural? Bent is one. The other is, we add what?
Ali.
No. Ta. That's right. Alif ta.
Alif
ta.
Whoa, hold on.
Bint.
So we say.
Plus the word.
We say. Banat.
Banat.
Oh, banat.
Aminat. Banat, aminat. So we say banat and minat.
Small book.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Now, we're going to go, so the homework is going to be, I'm going to give you descriptions in Arab, in English, and then you translate them into Arabic using the vocabulary that you have.
Do we have next week off?
Is it Thanksgiving week, I think?
Yeah. Wait, let me check.
You should have 2 weeks off.
Jackie.
What?
You should
get
from a project.
No!
Oh, never.
You need to enjoy your family quality time on Thanksgiving.
I
so,
hate
doing
on November 25th, which is next week, there is no
school. Huh! No. That's too loud. Okay. So your homework is going to be... Your
we'll
homework is going to be.
No, we'll just blame it on you then.
We'll blame it on her.
Is to fill up the following table. Here's the table.
Oh shoot! So today is the 18th, correct?
Okay. Yes.
Si, señor.
And then remember, we're going to use vocab from the same sheet that you have.
We shouldn't have any
homework
since it's Thanksgiving.
So we're going to be Al-Abd Saleh. Al-Abd. Saleh. Al-Abd Saleh. Okay. We want one female. Of course, this has to be bigger than that. So let's... One female.
Are you gonna feed
two male.
That.
Two female.
Oh, dang. No.
Multiple male.
Yeah.
Multiple female. So, we do al-abd salih, and then we do العم صادق and then we do
what does MM mean?
Multiple males.
Multiple male.
How about Nick?
1F MF multiple female.
1F is F.
So you
get
the
L. 1F means you failed. 2F means you failed twice.
1 times F.
And 3F means you're repeating the grade.
4F
we
means
do al Muslim Sadiq.
1F means you're going down. Al Muslim
Sadiq. As Sirat.
مستقيم
العم صادق yes
you don't have to do one for one male right because
it's not yeah one male is already there
oh.
one male الصراط مستقيم okay and then here
المسلم صادق
And then البيت كبير.
العراط مستقيم.
البيت كبير. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
العراط مستقيم.
Okay. So these five words just fill up this table. Okay.
The house is
big. Shut up.
It's a one person house.
Now we're going to talk about describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Describing Allah.
Allah.
When you describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to be careful not to describe Him with anything that makes Him look less than perfect. So what happens if somebody describes Allah in front of you with a description that makes Him less than perfect or gives Him a low image? So, when we describe Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two ways to describe Allah. You describe Him to have a perfect image. Or to have a low image.
The opposite image ever.
Low image, such as Allah eats, Allah sleeps,
what?
Allah takes a vacation, Allah resting, Allah, Allah, Allah. And this way you're describing Allah, you're giving to Allah low images. Your low images. So, what happens if you describe Allah with a low image? If you describe Allah with a low image, what do you? Allah forgives everything except describing Him with a low image. Today in the assembly, we talked about people who give a low image of Allah. The people who worship the idols or call others to worship idols. Why are they giving low images, low image of Allah? We said that in the assembly.
Because they
say Allah is too too big to be aware of our presence.
Yes.
Allah is a mighty king. Just like saying, okay, like the president, for example, Obama. Does he know about you and me? No, he doesn't. He doesn't know about you and me. Why? Because he's too busy.
He's too awesome.
He's too busy. He's too big. He's too big and too important for us to reach to him, right? So that is President Obama. Now, they think of Allah like that. So they say Allah is too big to listen to us.
Half of that is true. Allah is very big.
Yes, exactly. Half of that is true. Takbir. But is he too big that he's too important to listen to us and to know that we exist?
No.
Does he know that there is a boy here in this class, a young man, his name is Hisham?
And that he's nice.
And he's nice? He knows.
And then there's
and he's so talkative in the class, he knows. And he knows what is he, what Hisham is talking and saying in class. So the people who wants us to worship idols, they describe Allah as too big to pay attention to us, too big to be aware of us. So in order for us to reach to Allah, to ask Him for something, they say what?
They say?
They talk to the idols because
you're
small enough to listen to them, but they're
exactly. Masha Allah, you said it in a very beautiful way. So if this is Allah, they say, you can't just talk to Allah directly. Like in Islam, we say you talk to Allah directly. Here's Allah, and here's people. So many people.
I'm the tallest one.
No, I'm the awesomest one.
So many people. These are people. See? They say, okay, every few people will have a god, little god, or a middle god. Middle.
Wow.
God. So there has to be middle gods that exactly like Hisham said, they are. Who said they are too little? They are little enough to listen to us and big enough to get the attention of Allah. Who said that? Takbir, mashallah, Hisham. I'm proud of you. So this is exactly what it is. Every group of people talk to those idols, and those idols talk to Allah.
Holy cow, that's so cool.
Now, why would anybody want to get in the middle of the relationship between you and Allah?
To get rich.
Exactly, to take advantage of you. Masha'Allah, masha'Allah. What's your name?
Nabil,
masha'Allah. I'm so proud of you, Nabil. In Islam, you go directly like this.
Yay.
This is Islam.
Whoa. That's
you go directly because no one is going to take advantage of you if you go directly to Allah.
Because you have a break to think.
And Allah will never take advantage of you. But those guys, they tell you, okay, in order to forgive you, you have to bring 10 candles. Or you have to donate $500.
Oh,
or you have to slaughter
625 cows.
Slaughter a cow and give us half of the cow. Okay. Or you have. The whole idea is to take advantage of you. You got it? And also to command you in the name of God. They tell you, okay, God wants you to slaughter. God wants you to vote to Obama.
God wants you to vote to blah, blah.
You know, they tell you what to do on the behalf of God because they say we're the priests of God. So that is a low image of Allah. Now, what would you answer? What would you not answer? What would you say if you hear somebody making a low image of Allah? You say what?
Lies.
No.
Shame.
No, you say what? Takbir. You say Subhanallah.
What?
You say what?
Allah is better than me.
Masha'Allah, masha'Allah. Hisham, I am so proud of you, Hisham. Subhanallah means Allah is better than that.
Allah
is better than that. So, I tell you, Allah eats, you say?
Subhanallah.
Allah drinks, you say?
Subhanallah.
Always like that. All right? So, the ones who give low image of Allah, this is called shirk. The perfect image of Allah, this is tawheed. Or they call it monotheism. Shirk is
polytheism.
Yeah. Like having
multiple gods.
Yes. Because why it's polytheism? Because if Allah has a deficiency, somebody has to cover for it. Right? Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So who is that? Someone else. So it now it becomes bali. Poly means multiple. So mono means what?
One.
Single. Holy means
multiple.
Multiple. So that is the whole
monomial.
Yeah, that's the whole point. If you describe a weakness to Allah, then someone else has to cover for this weakness, then you are saying that Allah is not one, is more than one. Okay. Another thing that we need to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we describe Allah, that if we use alif lam, then it has to be for Allah. So there are, you can call your child Azim. Okay. Naming children.
Kareem, but not
Ali. Naming newborn babies.
Kareem.
Or selecting naming humans. So, can I say, can I call somebody Azim?
Yes.
But not Al-Azim.
Yes.
Because who is Al-Azim?
Allah.
Can I describe someone as Ghani? Yes. Ghani, rich. But who is Al-Ghani?
Allah.
Allah is the most rich.
Why does your pen have hearts on it? What?
There is certain names that cannot be used with other than Allah, whether with Alif Lam or not without Alif Lam, which is like Ar-Rahman, for example.
Is that Al-Fani?
Ar-Rahman, Al-Ghani.
Al-Fani.
Here, Al-Ghani. Yes.
Ghani is funny.
No, Al-Ghani means the rich.
Yeah.
The one who doesn't need anybody else. The self-satisfied. The self-satisfied. All right. And I will see you, inshallah, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're
done?
In 2 weeks.
That's
all the
homework
there is?
No, we get
2 weeks
off. 2 weeks.
He was like hoping for a part 2.
No, I'm not.
I just
give
him extra
homework.
Okay?
No, Dad!
I don't know. So he didn't have to play Minecraft.
That
hurt,
child.
He said no. He said H-E-double hockey stick.
Here's your pen. Oh!
I think she enjoys this class more than all of us.
Yeah. All she gets to do is sit around and play on her iPhone or something.
I'm actually recording grades and reading
She's
a book.
Texting.
That's cool.
Well, you still get to use technology.